just a third of a mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Take care. All right. And Dan, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Have you met this? Yes, I knew you.
You know the young Joey? Is he shaved?
How about that?
Big boy now.
We've got Fox News at 9.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. There are curfews imposed in more than 30 cities and counties around the country in an effort to stop riots and looting happening alongside peaceful protests against police violence. A police officer is shot and wounded during protests in Las Vegas. Four are shot in St. Louis. Chief John Hayden Jr.
Some coward fired shots at officers, and now we have four in the hospital. But thankfully, and thank God, they're not.
In D.C., President Trump walked across a park cleared by police, posing for pictures with a Bible at St. John's Church, damaged by fire Sunday night.
The bishop of the D.C. Episcopal Diocese said the church was caught off guard by the visit, with no sense that it's a sacred space to be used for sacred purposes. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said the president tear-gassed peaceful protesters and fired rubber bullets for a photo.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Hey, hey, here just after 9 o'clock in the morning, we're already up to 80 degrees on our way to a high of 90, so another hot day, but much like yesterday, which had 90 yesterday. Partial sunshine today, widely scattered, isolated, random heat of the day, afternoon and evening storms. Boy, that's a mouthful. Overnight low temperature down to about 70. Tomorrow, I think there's going to be a good bit of cloudiness, so we'll take the high temperature down to about 86. And then scattered pop-up random storms tomorrow in slightly better supply. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a rather generous supply of those random storms in the afternoon. They'll be hit or miss. 50% chance, though, I think, is pretty good. Upper 80s to around 90. Then after Saturday, that thing in the Gulf, quote-unquote, that thing in the Gulf, is going to be something that we need to watch because we don't know where it's going to end up. The models are all over the place on that. And right now it's a tropical depression number 3. It's going to become a tropical storm later on today. As a matter of fact, Air Force Reconnaissance heading to the Bay of Campeche right now to check out that system. And we think it'll go to tropical storm status. And it could be a strong tropical storm. They have it in the Central Gulf at 65-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday morning at 1 a.m. And where does it head? We don't know, so stay tuned. Right now this morning, again, 80 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 905. Hi.
Hi. Have you ever, while watching a storm develop and go through its many stages, even knowing, keeping in mind the destructive capacity, it's like the wrath of God here on earth sometimes when these things really get going. But do you ever feel like as you watch a storm start and it grows and grows, it almost feels like one of your children?
Check, please. I didn't know where you were going with that on the buildup. I thought you were saying, wouldn't you like to enjoy a storm like that? Mm-hmm. And my answer was going to be, when I get out of the biz, I'll enjoy storm like thunderstorms.
No, there is something about it. It's like seeing a very... like just the power of a storm in the atmosphere. There's something about it. Like I remember sitting with my dad on the front porch watching things roll in. And
well, they're amazing, and I like to watch them from a distance. By that I mean, for instance, Dorian was terrible. It was over the Bahamas, and then it just tore up the Bahamas. But it was a majestic storm to watch on the satellite, and it wasn't one that was going to affect us.
Right.
See, I get a little stressed out on the ones that could affect us, and that puts me in the hot spot, you know what I mean?
Well, and that's the main goal, is give people information, they act responsibly, they should act accordingly, though the folks who live down in the beach are like, I ain't going anywhere.
And those people with the houses on the stilts, and they're crying after the storm has done damage. Oh, I don't know.
And my dad lives down there. There's a certain type of person who lives down there who just, they're the type who goes, yeah, you know, if it hits me, it hits me.
Well, you got to know going into it that that structure right there may be gone. You have to understand that right off the bat. You know, if you don't understand that, you're a little nuts.
Well, and at a certain point, like, can they even get insurance at this point for some of these high rises right on the coast?
Well, some recent storms have changed all of that. You know, they've changed the world as far as the insurance is out of
this
world.
Well, you're insuring for something that's now almost a guaranteed event at this point. At least within a 10, 20-year window.
It's not if, it's when.
Right.
Well, I know...
What a mess.
I'm going to go... I know you were dealing with the rumor mill yesterday.
Yeah, and that's why we tried to keep it in the rumor mill, like not bring it out over there too much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, seeing what's going around the nation... I'm just as worried as anybody else, but I don't want to cause any alarm.
Coming up to me saying, "Did you hear the latest?
Yeah.
Oh, what they're going to do tonight and where they're going to be tonight."
My cousin Tony texted me.
I had heard this.
My friend's a lawyer.
Yeah. Somebody who I can't say who, but knows.
They know.
Right. So yesterday, rumors were more vicious than anything else. Here locally.
No, but it seems like some high school kids tore down the statue Robert E. Lee in front of the high school.
Do we know? We think it's kids? Or?
I think it's kids. I also saw the ATM busted into on Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there was a guy filming it. The whole time, his commentary as he's filming it is going, "Where are your parents?" And some more four-letter words thrown in. I wish I could just share the video. But he's like, "Where are your parents?" Huh. And it's a bunch of, it's kids, it's teenagers. Huh. Now, kids can cause harm, they can steal, and about 3 minutes into them ransacking the ATM, the police show up, and everybody scampers.
And briefly, when I went by East Chase, you know, on Taylor Road at 502 this morning, getting ready to get on the interstate, I look, and there's barricades in front of East Chase. There are several police vehicles with the blue lights going, and there's guys... with weapons, that was a little surprising. But, I mean, it's good that they were ready for any possible trouble. But.
Well, somebody asked us yesterday, do you think the mayor and the police chief are prepared? And Jack said something very wise.
Yeah.
He said, well, if they are, why would they give away their plans? And so what it seemed like happened yesterday, and we'll get into this in the show, but the mayor gave a quick speech, quick press conference, and then... the police were very much prepared. They had the right things blocked off, and then actually could see from a video of downtown's protest, people, like a third of the crowd leaves and goes, "We're going to East Chase."
Right.
And they had East Chase ready.
They were ready.
It's almost like the police can read social media.
What a concept, huh?
Yeah.
What a concept. Yeah, well, we'll see what today... Every day gets wilder, and you know... But it has knocked the pandemic off the front page.
Yeah, I know. It's
there's this other thing going on.
Right. We'll come up with something next to scare the crap out of ourselves, real or perceived.
Nice to share these moments with you.
Yeah. Well, now go watch one of your kids.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. I'll see you, Rich. News and Views begins in mere moments.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting 5,600 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 18,000. Health officials say at least 644 people have died. More than 9,300 people have now recovered from the virus. Several hundred people peacefully protested the death of George Floyd last night in Montgomery. Police set up barricades around the state capitol. Protesters held signs and chanted, "No justice, no peace." And the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been knocked off its pedestal at Lee High School in Montgomery. Some have called for years for the statue to be taken down and even to have the name of the school changed. The rest of the school property appears to be untouched. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook, It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Prattville Carpet will remain open for business during this time. As always, you can call them at 285-8117 for a free measurement. And now they even have a mobile showroom where they can bring flooring samples to your home. Prattville Carpet is taking all precautions necessary to ensure the safety of their employees and customers. Washing hands, sanitization. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local businesses. Schedule your free measurement today. All you have to do is call 285-8117 and they will come to you. Call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. Today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon.
Is love, sweet love.
I'm your host, Joey Clark, and
no, not just
live from his kitchen, my co-host, Jack Campbell.
But everyone.
I'm doing well. I can't hear you. It's okay. Just let the burp back rack sing.
You can hear me.
I can hear you now. Yeah. There we go.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You doing all right?
I am. You notice I have a haircut.
I do notice that. You look good.
I don't look homeless.
Yeah, it looks good. High and tight.
You know it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going short today, too, even though I'm wearing this American flag hat. I hope nobody tries to steal it from me and then beat me. Apparently, the American flag's now provocative.
It's so insane.
Yeah, statements like love your enemies, now provocative, though I think that's always been a little provocative. Like, what, you want me to turn the other cheek? What in the world? But, you know, usually the people who said that the most ended up being dead for their trouble. So, you know, love your enemies, I guess, is provocative. But the American flag, love your enemies, all the, you know, good things that we're taught kind of underlie us. It's just, it's under siege, under threat. But other than that, I'm doing great. I'm wonderful.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So.
Well, we made it through last night.
Yeah, the rumor mill got people a little worked up. A lot of rumor and innuendo, and I'll say it got me a little worried. It was more the rumor mill combined with what we're seeing around the nation.
Right.
And it turned out that down at the Capitol, things went pretty well. I was watching live video from it, and there were people arguing with one another, protesters arguing with one another. But I thought the police took the right tack, where they weren't in riot gear. They were actually kind of, they weren't there for a fight. Right. I'm sure they were, if it really needed to, they could have done something. But they were there in kind of some plain clothes, short sleeves, wearing just the vest, walking amongst the protesters, talking to the protesters. It didn't seem like it was going to get heated. It seemed like, okay, they blocked off the Capitol complex, which was a worry. But they did block off the Capitol complex. And then in one part of the video I'm watching, again, these are the protests downtown in front of the Capitol last night, folks. About a third of the crowd leaves, says, let's go to East Chase. But it turns out that the police are already ready for that, too. They had East Chase barricaded off. So somebody asked us, I just went over this with Rich Thomas, Jack. Somebody asked us, is the mayor, the chief of police, do they have a plan for tonight? And you said, well, if they do, it would be ill-advised or dumb to give it away.
Yeah, that's what I said, right.
And it turns out they did have a plan. And as of last night, the plan went pretty darn well. There was one instance, and it honestly doesn't surprise me whether what's going on nationwide or not. I think it's something's going to keep happening. But something happened at Robert E. Lee, right, the high school.
Yeah. He was taken off of his stand. I don't think he was demolished. But
no, didn't look like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just taken off of the pedestal right there in front of the high school. That's something, whatever your thoughts on it, I have a feeling that's going to be an argument going forward. We'll see. Hey, and if people want to do it the right way, want to go about changing the names of Jeff Davis or Robert E. Lee High School, I'm sure there'll be arguments about it. But if that's something you want to argue about in city council meetings and over the airwaves and in the press, fine, have the argument. Let's not, you know, destroy anything, but we can have the argument. And I'd imagine that's, that one ain't going away, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, probably not.
How long?
And,
go ahead.
You know, got to pick our battles, Joey.
Yeah. No, I'm just glad that things went all right last night. And Montgomery, well, lived up to its traditions in many ways. I thought what the mayor had to say last night, it was a short and sweet, it was about a 10-minute speech. It was pretty straightforward. He encouraged people to stay home and think about George Floyd and what you can do for his legacy while staying home. Not everybody stayed home. And there was also one, it was crazy to watch, a Regions Bank, I believe, on Atlanta Highway, probably like 20 kids, maybe a little less, a little more, were able to break into an ATM machine. And about 3 minutes into them ransacking the ATM, a lot of officers and police show up in force and everybody scampers.
Did they catch them and arrest them?
No, I don't think that was the goal. I don't, maybe later, but in the video, it seemed the initial goal was just to get them to stop. And that's exactly what the police showing up did. It was almost like the police showing up to a house party, how everybody just, you know, runs away and pulls off. That's what the video shows.
Can you cut off Fox News Business Report? I get it every...
I'm not playing anything on this end.
I can't hear you.
Okay. You can't hear me at all. I don't know what's going on there.
Okay, it's gone.
So something was playing over me? That's bizarre.
Yeah, and it did it every hour. The Fox Business Report, was it come on about 20 after?
Yeah, that's odd.
It happened to me yesterday 3 times, and it just happened then. So
I can't hear anything. I don't hear it. I hear it myself. So, well, hopefully, let's go to the phones. We got a couple calls here, 272-9228. Peaceful Montgomery, great Montgomery. And then we want to get into the conversation you thought we should have. You brought it up yesterday, and I think it's a good one to have. What are the political ramifications of what we've seen in the last few days, not to mention the larger context of the last few months and the lockdown of coronavirus. I think the two are intimately connected. You can't disconnect them. So we'll get into the political ramifications at almost every level of government and politics. But for now,
we don't have to go there. It was just something I thought of yesterday that, you know, there's going to be political fallout, whether it's, you know, positive or negative, or, you know, for which party. And
sure. Well, and as Joe Biden speaking, as we're speaking.
Oh, I know.
And
the narrative now is that Trump used tear gas so that he could go and have a photo op. That's mm-hmm. the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Schumer said it, Pelosi said it, and now Biden's saying it.
These folks. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning. Red Top here.
Hey, Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
Well, I'm glad I stayed inside last night.
Mm-hmm. What, do you usually roam the streets?
No, but, you know, I like to go downtown at night. It's beautiful. There's nobody there. The riverfront. Down by the fountain. And, you know, obviously didn't go anywhere. And, you know, we're at a peak of a period. We have, the government has basically released a military force on the people through the police. They look like an army. They act like an army. They're equipped like an army. It's been stirring for a long time. I'm not blaming the police for anything here. But the overall attitude, I have a very close girlfriend who is Master Sergeant, the only F-16 crew chief in the Alabama Air National Guard, who went to the Montgomery Police Academy. And after 2 weeks, she quit. She said, and she'd already been through military basic training and everything. Yes, I'm driving in front of Lee High School right now. The damn statue is gone. Everything's cleaned up. You ain't got to tell me they weren't prepared, weren't ready for them to tear that damn statue down last night. Let them do it, right?
Apparently.
Well, they'd also pick their spots. There is the reality of resources.
Well, damn it. They tore the statue down. It's already cleaned up. They knew they were going to do it, and they let them do it. This is BS. Anyway, back to that. She said the restraint and the takedown methods were so painful and cruel, she quit. She says, I'm not going to do that to anybody. And she's been through basic training. She's been to Kuwait, to Korea. And she said that was the most brutal stuff she's ever seen in her life. And
well, but let me combine these two. So if you want them to stop from the statue coming down, do they, like, give them a hug or something?
I do not know. I wasn't there. But considering Robert E. Lee's statue was taken down and torn up, there's not even a crumb of concrete on the ground, and it is only 9:15, right?
From what I saw, it was
torn up. I think it was just taken off the pedestal.
Yeah, it was taken off, and maybe it was chipped a little bit, but it didn't look destroyed from the photo.
How do these people take a damn statue off the pedestal without a damn forklift or a crane?
I don't know. Do you lift, bro? I don't know. Probably ropes or something? I don't know.
Hey, man. Okay. All right. This is all real damn fishy. But, you know, this police attitude has been nasty for a long time, guys. They got black trucks. They got black windows. They're armed to the teeth. It is not good. And I'm scared of...
Wait a minute. You're contradicting yourself.
Right.
You're wanting to know where the cops were last night.
No, I'm not. I know where the cops were and what they were doing. This is just a whole philosophy. The necessity... you know, it's a paradox. It's the ultimate police military force allowing the citizens to tear the damn place to pieces. This is such a conflict of ideas. It is just so mixed up. I've never seen a mess like this in my life. We lived through the 60s and voting rights and all that. But see, none of those things are apparent anymore. These people want a perfect world, and they think they're owed to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Perfect climate, perfect this, perfect that. None of us have that. And I see this young quote, generation of folks, white and black, marching together. These people ain't got a clue. They hadn't been through a lot of stuff. So this is a very dangerous time. And thank you, social media. That's all I got to say. Where's Zuckerberg and everybody whenever they want to stop the violence and flag things on the social media and the internet? I hadn't heard a word about that, but they're damn sure worried about Donald Trump.
I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna call Zuckerberg, Rick Top. I'm gonna call Jack Dorsey. And I'm gonna say, hey, I've got this curmudgeon here in Montgomery. He paints. He does all sorts of push-ups. He's got 0% body fat, and he would be a great czar to arbitrate the truth on your platforms. I'm gonna recommend you.
Please do, Joey. I know everybody's got all kinds of Monday morning quarterbacks and all that. It's just a bizarre time, and I don't know what to say.
Thank you, Retta.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Bye.
Thanks.
272-9228. Yeah, I was trying to understand where he was coming from. It definitely, when you see the National Guard and riot police, let's say, it's a very intimidating look, but then you see the looting and the rioting, and so you're like, well, no wonder. But even with all the out in force, did it stop the looting and the rioting? It's bizarre in big cities. Thank God this is not Montgomery. And even Birmingham, we'll get to Birmingham and what the city did officially, but when you look at New York City in particular, you're seeing more and more looting and rioting last night. And the police are there, but they're just not doing anything about it. So,
well, they've got a mayor that doesn't really, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't back the police. They hate his guts up there.
So, I mean, we'll see where this goes. It's almost like everybody, especially the political leaders in a lot of these big cities, mostly Democrats, they're unsure of what they should do with the police force at all. And the fact that you let people destroy things, it is not a good, it's not good for anybody, include every community that you're trying to help. It's not good for anyone. And I think Montgomery, there is something to the point you don't escalate. And I think the police in Montgomery did a pretty darn good job when they set up barricades. They were ready. They weren't there in riot gear ready to have a fight. They were actually there talking to folks. And when some folks got a little rowdy, the crowd was honestly policing itself in many respects. So I appreciated that. I saw one probably black gentleman at about 50-something, 60-something, talking to this real young kid about, you know, my generation's dropped the ball here, son. And they were having this discussion. One guy came up, tried to make it heated, got in his face, and the rest of the crowd kind of tamped him down, said, come here. So that folks, you know, emotions are high. People are ready to get in each other's face. And there are some folks trying to be peacemakers out there while pushing their cause. And what I would like to get back to is this idea of, hey, let's have a conversation. And it can get heated. It can get emotional. But have the conversation. Let's not go to blows. Once you start perpetrating violence, then people's minds tend to shut off. And that's not a good thing ever. So 272-9228. I think Jack froze here. 272-9228. Top-notch technology here at Blue Water Broadcasting. Let's go to the phones again. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. Did you go roam in the streets last night?
No. I live in Prattville. We don't allow that stuff over here. Couple things. You know, it's kind of ironic. During the outbreak of this pandemic, Cuomo and de Blasio, boy, they were on TV every day, how they're the leaders. And then their city goes up in flame, and they're, what? Where are they? You can't find them. Even as de Blasio's own daughter gets arrested for causing problems. I mean, those guys are jokes. That just shows you right there, when things really get tough, they go hide. Right. I mean, de Blasio is a disgrace.
Yeah, absolutely.
This weekend, watch, especially last night, this is on the media. The mainstream media is stoking this stuff. I mean, the things they were talking about last night, it's unbelievable. I heard one of the reporters for one of those days say, well, there's been a few fires and so, but, you know, it's mostly, you know, but they're just stoking this thing. Now they're attacking Trump, and that's what this whole thing's about anyway, is destroy the country and destroy Trump.
Well, this is pulling the mask off him, Jim. I think even some folks that lean left and people in the mushy middle are looking at CNN going, oh, these are Trump supporters attacking the CNN headquarters, and saying, no, it's not.
Yeah, and here's one more thing. Hypocrisy of the left. It wasn't just Joey. About 3 weeks ago, the mainstream media was on there blasting all these protesters out there protesting the lockdowns and and all this. Oh, they're out there. Look at that crowd, and they don't have masks on. But not a peep out of them about, what about these protests? They're not saying a word about it. Oh, protesting's great. Man, get out there. What a bunch of hypocrites. You know, if you're for the American, you're out there protesting something, your freedoms, and, you know, to get your freedoms back and stuff, boy, you're evil. But if you're out there burning your city up, oh, that's great. That's America.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the hypocrisy of the mainstream media, and they are just they are complicit. Yeah, you can talk about Antifa and all this thing, but Antifa's got the media in their hip pocket.
I mean, can't we just get back to arguing with each other like in the old-fashioned way? I mean, do we have to bring it out onto the streets? But I mean, we'll see where this goes. But it is the political ramifications that we'll get into of not just what's happened in the last, say, 4, 5, 6 days, but also these last few months, the lockdown you brought up, Jim. We're going to look back on this time and think we were crazy. The more I look at the evidence of nations that took an alternative route, places like Sweden, they maybe, I think, took the most optimal route. And I have to say, you know, I don't care whose administration it is. I think the idea of having the one-size-fits-all CDC really screwed us up here. I think what we need are robust public health systems, or just health systems in general, public or private, at the state level and ideally at big city levels. Like, what's wrong with having decentralized? And if you want to share information at the federal level, fine. But a lot of our screw-ups came out of the CDC, a lot of them. And we don't need to revisit that. And also all these lockdown orders and this whole plan. It was, it mostly led to this unrest, and the death of George Floyd was the last spark that really lit things on fire. But here, we got to run, Jim. Appreciate you.
All right, bye-bye.
272-9228. Jack, you're back?
I don't understand this.
This technology?
Yeah, I sure don't.
Yeah.
I'm just talking away, and I look at you on the screen, and you're just frozen. And I'm like, oh, great.
I was doing the same
thing. For naught.
I was doing the same thing. 272-9228. We got to hit a bottom of the hour break here. This hour of news and views, first hour, is always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. He just joined Greg and the guys this morning on the morning show, and so we will have him on Thursday morning at 9. Dan Black will be in studio. But right now, take advantage of 50% off for now the month of June. Continuing the reopening special, that's 50% off on all video transfers to DVD or digital file. So old VHS, VHS-C, Betamax, those old little DV tapes, even those 8mm films, you can get transferred into a digital format 50% off. But you got to call Dan Black and the team at Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of the program. And is there a way we could just, like, blast over loudspeakers around the country, just this Burt Bacharach plays the hits? Is that allowed? Or did Austin Powers ruin it?
It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
We'll be right back.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but everyone.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ever wonder what a blizzard treat on the new DQ Summer Blizzard menu sounds like? New Oreo Cheesecake is Dad's DIY slip and slide. S'mores is a backyard campfire under the stars. And new Frosted Animal Cookie is a family band jam. Sounds like summer to me. The new DQ Summer Blizzard menu with more new flavors than ever. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell rolled out of the picture. He'll roll back in, but... Again, this hour of News and Views is part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off on all those video transfers, any old analog format can be transferred into digital format to preserve those memories at 50% off, but they also, well, they do quite a lot over at Dan Black Studios. For instance, there are a lot of new car stereos that don't have CD players. Everybody's going to Bluetooth or USB slots on the car stereo receivers. So if you've got a bunch of CDs or even old tape, cassette tapes with all those albums that you love and you don't want to have to go through the process yourself, Dan Black Studios can transfer all that music onto a USB thumb drive that is compatible with your new car stereo. Or generally, if you're just looking to preserve that old music, they can do that for you. They also do video production from the ground up, whether it's TV commercials or maybe you want to make a sleek dance video. Jack and Eddie and I are actually working on something, but that's for a later day to talk about. But Dan Black Studios is the place to go to preserve those memories and video, to preserve that old music, to get all your video production needs done. Give Dan Black Studios a call. 279-6036, 279-6036. Go to danblackstudios.net. Now's the time, folks, to support local business. Dan Black Studios has been here for 38 years, so let's show our support as they support you with that great service that they offer. Appreciate you, Dan Black. See you on Thursday morning. 272-9228 is the number to reach us here on News and Views. Jack, how you doing?
I'm all right. I just getting bad news on my air conditioner.
Oh, Lord. What is it?
Well, I was without AC yesterday afternoon and last night. Ooh. But I have to have a new unit compressor.
A new unit? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
It couldn't just be a fuse or something like that.
Right. No, it has to be another big expense.
So I just say, how are you doing?
Let's keep rolling on here. Papa B wants to join in. Hey, Papa B.
How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know what about technology that I hate, Jack? Is about the time I learn how to use something, they change it, and I got to hit a learning curve again. And I'm just
I know what you mean.
Hitting these learning curves, you know. And it seems to me like, it, you know, they can't. Why can't they just keep things sort of the way it was? So almost like me don't have to relearn what to do. So anyway, technology is a.
Well, I stopped trying to learn. You know, I just figure the guy, you know, look you in the eye and say, well, you know, this thing would normally cost about, you know, $2,400. But, you know, in this particular situation, and you know the guy's going to go add a section to his double wide.
you know, that's the reason I have an iPhone 7. Because... just don't
want
to have to, you know, go through the...
And once you advance, too, like you mentioned your iPhone, once you go ahead, like I got the 10 when it came out. It was like a big family event. My brother woke me up one morning. Hey, we're going to all go get the 10, you, me, and Dad. I'm like, okay, all right. Once I started using that, I've tried to go back to old, like, iPad minis and stuff that were about the 6, 7 range, that time period.
Yeah.
And it's slow. Yeah. It's so slow. Mm-hmm. Once you get used to the new, it's hard to go back.
Yeah, I know. I feel you. You know, I just wish we could all learn to love each other and get along.
Yeah. Can't we? Can we just get along? Can we all just get along?
Well, you know, it's not so, you know, quaint a concept after all. It's just a good thing to have happen. But
right.
In my 59 years now on this earth, I have learned a couple of things here and there. And one of them is arguing with a fool is a waste of breath.
Mm-hmm.
Arguing with an outraged fool is something to avoid altogether.
Yeah, it could be dangerous.
Somebody, it's just, you know, people that are uninformed, ignorant, and outraged, it really, the conversation can't really, you know, go forward too much.
Wait, so you're telling me I should get out of this business?
Yeah. Keep trying, Joey. I think you might be having a better effect than me, you know.
I'm working at it, working at it.
But, you know, as far as the, you know, Robert E. Lee and Jeff Davis High School, well, I think that people ought to have a right to, you know, rename it.
Sure.
It doesn't represent who's there anymore, apparently. So, you know, go ahead, rename it. No, do it the right way, though.
Do it the right way.
You know, let's go through a process here and get some ideas on the table. But, you know, tearing down a statue, that doesn't do any good. And I would say this, you know, Robert E. Lee, for all his faults as a, you know, somebody that fought for the Old South, in his latter years, he was very vocal for racial equality. And, you know, the left doesn't teach that, though, in the schools. They don't dare point out the fact that Robert E. Lee, you know, was a great citizen leader in terms of racial equality after the war. So, you know, the full scope of a man's life needs to be in balance here. I mean... Martin Luther King was no angel, okay?
Oh, sure. Right.
And he was not a saint by any means. You know, knowing and seeing, or knowing and hearing some of the things that he said and did, if you really, you know, once it gets on into the conscience of the American public, if it ever does, people are going to realize that he was neither reverend, you know, at any level. But he did great things. And in a way, it gives me hope because I'm a flawed human being too.
Well, and to your point, I was bringing up that sermon Dr. King gave in 57, love your enemies. One part of it, he talks about Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. when he was running for the presidency, had this political opponent named Stanton. And I can't remember the guy's full name, but that's how King refers to him, Stanton. And Stanton said the most just toxic, like, barbed assaults against Lincoln.
Said, he was in the cabinet.
Yeah, but Lincoln reached out and made Stanton Secretary of War. And after mm-hmm. Lincoln was assassinated, the man who gave the most eloquent, greatest things to say about Lincoln was Stanton. And Stanton mm-hmm. said, it's because Lincoln didn't hold all the things I said against him, didn't hold it against me, and actually reached out and brought me into the fold, he changed me. And that's right. what we need more of.
We do need more of that, Joey. You're right. And, you know, understanding that people are complex beings, you know, is, I think, a step in the right direction, and understanding that, you know, one instance of a person's life doesn't, you know, define them, you know, altogether.
Right.
You know, is another way to, you know, kind of approach, you know, understanding people. And so, you know, when you look at what's going on right now with the George Floyd killing and, you know, that young man over in Georgia and things like that. Well, I'm not ever going to fully, you know, comprehend, black Americans' experience.
Right.
Okay. I can't do it. I'm not, you know, that's not my race and culture. So, you know, the only thing I would ask, though, is that, look, if we're going to have a conversation, the conversation has to be two ways.
Yeah.
It can't just be, you got to listen to me and blame it. You got to understand me. Well, you know, black Americans need to understand white Americans too. And, you know, it's you know, a mutual type of thing there that has to go on. Conversation has got to be two ways. It can't be one way. I guess I would further say that this conversation is not about George Floyd anymore. And it can't
not.
Be about George Floyd. It yeah. can't be about George Floyd until, you know, because it's been hijacked.
Yeah, and his brother was out there very forcefully yesterday telling people to stop it with the violence. Stop it.
Right. Well, you saw the same thing in, you know, Missouri there at, what was the town there that,
Ferguson?
I can't say that. Ferguson, yeah. You know, where the family was saying, look, this is not helpful, you know. The family of the offended. You know, so we can't, we've got to section off those folks that would take advantage, unfair advantage, of bad situations, and we've got to kind of cordon them off.
In order for us
to really have a conversation, huh?
Absolutely. We got to run. Appreciate
it. Right,
thank you.
Thanks.
272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and True Booth. And Jack, this guy, True Booth, he's a great guy.
He's a good guy. He really is.
But even more than that, he's an expert when it comes to jewelry, and not just any jewelry, fine antique jewelry, estate jewelry. He is trained at the Gemological Institute of America, has trained his staff up there, too. And, well, he's done a great job of stocking up his showroom with these unique antique jewelry items. You can check those out at heirloomjewelersal.com from afar, or you can call him, make an appointment, 260-0066, to see what he has in the showroom today. But you also should call that number, 260-0066. Say, hey, Trip Booth, heard Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, talking about you, and I've got all this jewelry laid around at home. I never wear it. The wife never wears it. Can we sell you this stuff? He'll set up an appointment. You bring in your jewelry. He'll give you a value, a valuation. And if you agree on that value right then and there, you get paid right then and there. And who doesn't love taking something you never use and converting it into cold, hard cash? It's a great thing, a truly great thing. So y'all check out Heirloom Jewelers today, whether you're looking to buy or sell antique and estate jewelry. Troop Booth is the man to go see. Again, that number, 260-0066. More news and views when we come back. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
I've got to make a call after we, during this break, so it may, I may not be right back.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay.
I get
okay.
it. Okay. Yeah. You're important. I know.
No, I don't want to burn up.
Go get your AC fixed. We'll be right back.
I've never heard that song before.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Helping each other now is more important than ever. And at Spire, we're committed to lifting up the communities we serve. If you or someone you know is struggling to make ends meet because of the coronavirus pandemic, we're here to help. Assistance is available for residential customers and small business owners. A simple application is all that we need. So if you know a Spire customer who needs help paying their natural gas bill, please tell them we're here to help. To learn more, visit spireenergy.com/relief.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another hot day today. A little bit more humidity. High temperature up around 90. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty, random, mostly isolated afternoon and evening showers and storms around. Tomorrow and Thursday, scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns here and there. They'll fade out in the evening. Then the rain chances get a little bit better on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Storms and more in generous supply. High temperatures right around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Again, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off reopening special now extended into the month of June. That's right, 50% off on all video to DVD conversions. Whether it's old VHS, VHS-C, Betamax, 8mm film, even those tiny little DV tapes that come with your camcorder, well, they can all be transferred to DVD or digital file over at Dan Black Studios at 50% off. You got to be sure to call them at 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this, the first hour of News and Views.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing out the first hour here on News and Views. As we reported yesterday when it broke about midday, Auburn legend Pat Dye passed away. He was 80 years old. He contracted, unfortunately, COVID-19. He tested positive for it. It was actually after he tested positive for COVID-19 after being admitted to the hospital for renal problems, but he was asymptomatic, so it doesn't seem COVID necessarily was the cause of death, but we shall look more into that. But, I mean, Pat Dye, way before my time, but still looms large in my imagination, looms large not just in the imagination but in the lives of so many people around here. I think of my uncles. When I think of Pat Dye, they were the folks who went to Auburn. I think of my parents who were there at Auburn during his tenure. And not just the example he gave with the football program, but so many fun stories about Pat that, again, before my time. But the man, I had got a lot of texts yesterday when the news broke that he was such an example to young men to be better men. And that's what we need more of. Again and again and again. There's a role of each successive generation. And if you want to be that example, well, maybe Pat Dye is a good model to follow. And then, of course, when you look at the career and how he got the Auburn football program really going, and my uncle Mark, I believe, shared one of his favorite lines when Pat Dye early on was asked, how long is it going to take for Auburn to beat Alabama? And he said 60 minutes. You got to just keep your eye on the ball and keep the goal in mind. Don't get too worried about what's come before. Now, if you put the right plan in place and you do the right things, well, usually you'll pay off. It'll pay off in this life. And so rest in peace, Pat Dye. Folks, if you want to call in, share any stories that you, well, maybe knew personally about Coach Dye, please do, 272-9228. I just wanted to mention that before this first hour was up. We got to hit our top of the hour break coming up here. And this part of the program is now brought to you by Cole Plumbing. Great folks here. You know, talk about a legacy. Cole Plumbing's been around since 1977, offering high quality, greatly priced plumbing services here in the Montgomery, Autauga, and Elmore County areas, the whole river region. And they take pride in the work they do. They offer 100% satisfaction guarantees. And because, you know, they're families themselves, it's a family-run business. They have homes. They have the business. They understand when you have a plumbing problem, you got a problem. Water finds a way. Whether it starts as a big problem or starts small, it's an issue. So save Cole Plumbing's number in your phone. It's 279-8919. 279-8919. There's a reason people say Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. In particular, it's because they have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them to come in and fix those plumbing problems, big or small, with minimal discomfort to you and your home. So without a big